Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We are reflecting in Romans chapter 1, and now we are in verse 4. If you were with us last time, you may remember that Paul has given us his preferred title for Jesus, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. By way of review, we learn Jesus means Savior, Christ means the Anointed One, and Lord means Master. Jesus is our Savior from sin. God has anointed Jesus King. He rules us. And Jesus is our Master because He has bought us at the price of His life. We belong to Him. For those of us who have thrust ourselves on the mercy and compassion of Christ, believing by our faith in Him, accepting His atoning death on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, we now belong to Him. We are His, and He is ours. Having told you what each of these names mean, I want us to focus on the little three-letter word our, O-U-R. Please notice that the apostle says Jesus Christ is our Lord. Isn't this marvelous? He is ours. And ours here, of course, applies to those of us who love Him. Do you love Jesus? As I was writing this, I took a break, and while I was doing a check of the day's news, I noticed that the hashtag Jesus is the Christ was trending on Twitter, and this shocked me. Now, for those of you who do not know what Twitter is or do not use it, here is all you need to know. When something is trending, it means it is popular. I wondered, how could it be that Jesus is popular today? Jesus is the Christ is trending? Wow. Of course, my ongoing prayer is that He will be the most popular person, both for now and forever. But in this America that we now live in, I thought, I better check this out. And as I started scrolling, I was delighted to see that most people were tweeting. That is what you do on Twitter. It's like sharing a message. Most people were tweeting the most wonderful, biblically sound statements about Jesus and who He is and what He means to them. Twitter, it turns out, can be used for good. I loved reading some of the short testimonies people were giving about how Jesus, the Christ, has transformed their life. And yet I was saddened by what some who clearly hate Jesus were posting. Vile language was used, and hateful media, pictures and video tweeted as well. I had to turn it off. Jesus is as hated now as He was on the days leading up to His crucifixion. Twitter is often used for bad. Really, for evil. You see, Jesus is only our Lord if we are in the body of Christ. If we love Jesus, He is ours. If we have given our faith to Him, if we serve Him, obey His commands, and seek to honor and exalt Him, our Lord. What a term of intimacy. The Apostle Paul writes of a select group, a small minority of the world's population. If Jesus is your Lord, and He is my Lord, then He is our Lord. I am very glad to be a part of Christ's family today. Are you? Let's both rejoice in our Lord. And join me tomorrow for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.